CliffCentral.com.
Okay. There we are. Look at us. Super happy. It's Simpiwe, it's Bulelo, it's me, it's you. And I see lots and lots of people in the comments already busy getting their day off to a good start. You see, people are not lazy. People have stuff to do. Although I must tell you, I'm feeling pretty damn lazy. That's what I like, though, about this time of year. Bring on the lazy. You don't have to feel bad about it in December. If you've had enough, you've done, like, this is your time. Just chill. Take it easy. What's happening, Simpiwe? How's it, Bulelo? Sorry, you wanted to say something?
No, I was just saying, amen.
Amen.
The spirit came to me there as you were...
See, I know how
as you were on your seminar and inspirational talk,
I know how religious
spirit come through me.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
I mean Jesus.
I know, big time. This is the time of Jesus, right?
It's his birthday.
Praise
gonna,
be.
He's going to get me shine.
Robert says they are driving down to Deben and he's forcing everyone in the car to listen to Cliff Central. Uh-oh. Means we're going
fantastic.
To be, yeah, but it means we're going to have to be evaluated today by all of Robert's relatives. So I hope, I hope they know we're not as good as Robert said we are.
I hope he lied, guys.
Yeah, he lied.
He lied.
We're a big steaming pile of shit. This is going to be novel to all of you. Sorry. Michael
hopefully
says,
no kids.
"Back off over Christmas, you humanoids." I think he's referring to Mark Zuckerberg. Someone sent me a picture of Zuckerberg yesterday. I'll see if I can find it and share it with you. Where this is the metaverse dude, right? Who doesn't think it's enough that already people's lives are stupid because of his social media apps. But he seems like he was eating a piece of bread or something. But he doesn't even look human while he's doing it. He looks like, no, seriously, it's the most bizarre thing. Like, he doesn't even know how to eat things properly without looking like a lizard. He's such a weirdo, this guy.
Well, Gareth, what's your agenda against Zucks? You got an agenda.
I don't have an agenda. I just, the guy is he's a freak show.
No, you got an agenda, Gareth, an agenda.
No, I think that already it's pretty much the worst thing possible that humans are going to get more into the internet in the future. Already the internet has ruined the way people date. It's ruined the way that people talk to each other. This is not controversial. This is everybody understands this, right? Some people, you understand this. You're on the internet a lot of the time. It's part of your job. We all are. We're doing this on the internet for heaven's sake. He didn't invent the internet, but what worries me is like this metaverse thing. And you're going to have people increasingly out of reality. You know, the big problem in the world today is people are not living in reality. And this guy's making it worse. Here's this picture. Look at him. "That is bread, Lord Zuck. And the humans, they enjoy this bread? Indeed. Then I shall enjoy it as well." Look at him trying to eat bread, and he looks like a freak show. You know, he's like...
Is that just one slice of bread?
It's one slice. Like, it's a slice of bread with nothing on it. And he's got most of it sticking to his upper lip. He's such a weirdo. He's just such a bizarre human being. I don't think he's one of us. I'm telling you, I think he's a fucking alien. This guy.
Sure.
Weird.
That's an interesting way of making or eating your bread. Like just one slice.
Right. I mean, who doesn't know how to eat bread? Kids know how to do this. Anyway, what a nutcase. So I think that's what Michael's referring to here. All you beautiful humans, happy, happy, and back off over Christmas, you humanoids. That's what I think he's talking about. It's like people like Zuck. Creatures like Zuck. Let's not say people. Carol.
Wow.
Carol says, "Unless like us, you're in the hospitality business, the office work continues running a restaurant." And you know what? Thank God the restaurants are open now, because remember last year, this time they were shutting people down. By the way, the South African, the Medical Advisory Council, the people who advised the Department of Health and the President, came out with a very, very controversial, I only say controversial because it's compared to what they've said so far, this is a very controversial statement. They're like, masks don't work against Omicron. It doesn't help at all. Masks are, in the words of a CNN, there's not some crazy right winger. Like CNN in America, there's a woman called, I think her surname is Lou, L-U, She's a medical contributor to CNN. She said, masks are facial decorations unless you're wearing an N95 or a, you know, the kind of medical masks that people will use in the theater. She says, otherwise it's pure play acting because Omicron is so much more transmissible and so much less dangerous than all the previous versions that you are just going to get this thing. So just get over it. And the chances are, if you've been vaccinated, you won't have to be hospitalized anyway. And that's just for Delta and all the others. But this case, this Omicron, don't stress. That's what they're saying. It's like you're going to get it, and it's going to feel like a head cold. That's what you're going to get. So even the South African Medical Advisory Council, who helped the president to make his decisions, and the Department of Health, Minister of Health, they've even said, look, masks, no point. Social distancing, no point. So in other words, why are we still busy with these dumb restrictions? Just get over it then. If the Medical Advisory Council are telling you this is dumb, let's move on, then let's move on. Because some of us are just feeling a little bit ridiculous when we're putting on the show every day with the masks and things, and it's doing nothing, right?
Yeah, and it's breaking the bank, you know. Other week we have to buy, you know, masks, and then you're like, you leave the house and you're like, I go on, I forgot that mask.
That happened to me the other day.
Can't do anything, so.
I was.
Can you just get rid of the masks?
I was on my way to a function. I had to speak to a bunch of people, and I suddenly realized on the way, oh my God, I think I used my last mask yesterday. And I don't have any more. And the car is like, I don't have any in the car. So then I had to stop somewhere. And then how do you even buy the things without having a mask, you know? So I said to the woman behind the counter, I need some masks, please. She's like, oh, I can help you. So she passes me the masks. I pay for them. It was so crazy. It's just such a joke. I mean, you know.
My question is, how do you not have a reusable mask by now? Well, what have you
no,
been
did.
Doing for
I mean,
you?
So I've been wearing this one, which is even here next to me at the moment. I've been using this one over and over again, but it's disgusting when you use it for too many days in a row. You know what I mean. It's gross.
You've got to have two.
I have one and rotate one.
Like, what are we doing here? Dude, are we in grade six?
Forgive me. I'm not always – I like to plan ahead, right? Now, I must have – a packet of like 10 in the car.
10 right. in the car, okay.
That's me.
Progress. Yeah, those are reusable.
And I have the black ones.
Yeah.
Now you get them in different colors. Yes. So I'm over the blue ones and I have the black ones. I think that's chic and nice. And those are the ones I constantly have to buy because it's like
right.
after like 2 weeks, Yana, you're like, oh, shucks, need to buy another packet of masks. Ah, okay.
Well, Delilah says on the comments, it is like a masquerade. That's exactly right.
Ah, very good.
Very,
a
very
masquerade.
Sharp.
Masquerade, very good.
Anyway, it's kind of crazy. Annette says she's flying to George today with Ooh. That effing mask on. Nice, your holiday's starting. It's very, very funny, like the Mark Zuckerberg thing's getting comments too. And here, this is the whole point. Mark Zuckerberg has destroyed more of human civilization from real intimacy to personal privacy than any other humanoid who's ever existed. Making my point better than I could. Thank you so much, Michael. Elon is God says, I kind of like it that other people wear the mask. I always forget them going into the shop. Yeah, but then some shops won't let you in, hey? Like some of them are okay with it. Some of them are still... like hugely, there are rules and you've got to wear them and blah, blah, blah. Venetia says, buy the packet of 50 masks. Lasted me 3 months. Yeah, I'm not going to...
How much is that? You see, this is money, Chief. This is... You're buying 50 and then... Hey, guys.
Right.
This needs to just stop. Like, that money could be going somewhere else. I'm just saying, like, I'm tired of spending money on masks.
Get reusable masks. 3 reusable masks. There we go. Now you don't have to spend money every month.
Yeah, but you start
to... It's $100 for a nice one.
You start to wash...
Here we go.
You have to wash those.
$100. You got 3 of them. Yeah. I've got 3 of these. Had them for a year and a half now. Perfect
well,
still.
Lynn says if you're going to buy the disposable ones, she says 70 Rand for 20 of them at Dis-Chem. So they last about a week in her family. Yo. That's $70 a week.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot, man. You add that up.
Sure.
Anyway, did you guys see, Dorian makes the point here, did you see that video clip of that guy getting kicked out of the plane because he was wearing a thong as a mask?
Where was this? This is amazing. I haven't seen it.
It was somewhere in America.
That's awesome.
And this guy was wearing a thong over his face. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Oh, human beings are excellent.
I saw the funniest clip yesterday. I'm subscribed to so much bullshit on the internet. And on Instagram, I subscribed to all these Seinfeld clips from, like, the Seinfeld show all those years ago. And it's hilarious because the one that they've got is, or the one that I saw yesterday, is of Jerry Seinfeld, and he takes a jacket back to a shop. And he says, I would like to return this jacket. That's how he sounds. And then the woman at the counter goes, sure, sir. Can you give us a reason why you're returning it? And he goes, yeah, out of spite. She goes, excuse me? So he goes, spite. I didn't like the person who was helping to fit the jacket when I came to buy it, and he was rude to me, and I'm returning the jacket out of spite. She goes, we don't normally take things back because of spite, sir. So he's like, why not? He goes, I don't have to give you a reason. I'm returning the jacket. You asked me, and now I've given you a reason. She goes, yeah, but if the reason's spite, we can't take your jacket. And I was suddenly thinking, you know, we should use spite more often as a reason for doing things.
I agree.
Right. What did you do that for? I did that out of spite. I did that out of spite. That's not a good reason. Yes, it is. It's a fine reason. Nothing wrong with being spiteful.
I'm on.
Right? Love it.
I'm on board.
I'm not. Board. No.
You also think this is stupid. No, I think spite's a perfectly good reason. So I actually had to, I decided to look.
Sounds like when guys are like, ah, team petty. I'm going to be team petty. Like,
so?
No, why?
What's wrong with that?
No.
You don't like that?
Just move on. Why do you have to be like, I'm going to get you back? Oh, I'm going to hold this and make sure that one day you feel the pain I felt. No, just move on with your life.
So whenever you are going to do something, like I'm going to be more spiteful over the next couple of weeks, I've decided to, whether Simpiwe likes it or not, I looked it up so I could be absolutely right about what I'm doing. And spite is a desire to hurt, annoy, or offend somebody. To deliberately hurt, annoy, or offend someone. So, you know, like say, for example, he put the house up for sale just to spite his family. Or he'd think I was saying that out of spite. Yes, I'm going to use spite as a good reason going forward. We don't do enough spitefulness in the world.
Getting soft.
Yes, I love spitefulness.
No. Let the record state that Simpiwe Zamigile Mthethwa said, no, she does not agree to this. No, let there be kindness, ladies and gentlemen. No,
happy.
No, no.
Asibe happy.
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'm saying Asibe spiteful. Just for a little while, see how it goes. Why not? You might really enjoy it.
Yeah,
you might really, you might find that this is your forte. You've been looking for that thing that makes you excited to wake up in the mornings. Maybe it's just being spiteful, you know. Like there are people who do that. We all know people like this, right? We all know people who wake up in the morning and their favorite thing is to be spiteful and shitty. So maybe
and if you haven't been spiteful, you're not a sibling.
Yes, exactly. Like that's a good point.
Yeah, there's a sibling energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Siblings will ruin the fun for themselves in order to spite their sibling. So, you know.
Wow.
This
is clearly for the older people because I'm the last born, so I've been spoiled rotten. So clearly.
Yeah, but by then,
older ones.
By then, no one cares. But definitely in hashtag nobody cares, hashtag. What did we decide yesterday? Hashtag nobody cares. Nobody. Oh, my God. We've come up with a lot of good shit this last couple of weeks. We've got to do these shows. I've suddenly realized we seem to have some talent for this, for coming up with this shit at this time of year. Asibe happy, Asibe spiteful, you got this. That's what Mapudim says. Okay, so you can get hold of us on the YouTube comments this morning. I see lots of people on there. If you don't mind, just like and subscribe and all that shit as well so that we can keep the show going and move things forward. You know, it's always very exciting when that happens because then Mark Zuckerberg knows that we exist and his algorithm kicks us into high gear. So we would love you to just do that stuff to keep us all happy, please. Makes it all worth it. So, all right, Bolelo's got some updates for us in the Megan Thee Stallion foot shooting case. Now, Megan Thee Stallion, or Megan Thee Stallion, I can't even remember which one is it?
Megan.
Okay,
Megan Thee Stallion.
All right, but you can't be a woman and be a stallion. A stallion is a male horse, but she's Megan Thee Stallion. So, I mean, what a stupid person this is. We do have an update, though. What happened? She shot someone in the foot?
No, other way around.
Someone shot
Tory
her.
Tory Lanez.
Shot her in the foot?
Yeah.
See how?
Yeah, but it happened a while ago.
See how little I care? All right, let's see. Let's see, though.
Yeah. And also, she's a stallion. She'd have a hoof. But anyway, that's not the point. So now news has come out that they were at one of the Kardashians' house, Jenna. Someone Jenna, right? One of the younger ones.
Kylie anyway, Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. And it turns out now the incident, it looks like, so it's being reported that she was outside the car, and now it turns out that Tory Lanez was saying, dance, bitch, dance. And then so I would imagine they had an altercation, stuff happened, and then boom. She obviously, she wasn't dancing the way he wanted. And then boom.
So he says dance, and she has to dance.
Both feet.
Is that how their relationship
Well, I would imagine, I would imagine it got there. You know, it got there. Like sometimes.
Also, that's one of the few things. It's one of the few things we know for sure Megan Thee Stallion can do is she can dance. She can dance, she can sing, and that's about it. She's pretty much crap at everything else.
But I played it out in my head.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's probably like, you bitch ass man with a small dick. What? Stop the car.
So you just
bitch
shut
crazy.
Up.
What you say, bitch? I'm saying nothing. Get off my car, bitch. I'm getting up. We're Corny House. I'm going to tell her about your small dick. Great. What? Dance, bitch, dance. And then.
So that's what happened, huh? That's so great.
I played it out in my head.
So he shot
That's
her in
a
the
good
foot.
One. I was thinking, I think she would have been more.
So she can't perform now. This happened a few days ago. You said so. She's obviously in bandages, and you shoot someone through the foot, then it takes a while for them to heal.
No, it was a while back, and now it's coming out because now he's starting to. He's a court now, or the legal proceedings are taking place, and obviously they're digging into it. You know.
I thought we could all look forward to a few weeks of not having Megan Thee Stallion dancing for us, but no such luck. No, it's already done. Shit.
No.
Okay.
Right. I bet the trigger to her being shot was when she was like, "What you gonna do about it?"
Yeah.
He's like,
this is one of those rare occasions where you use the word trigger in the right place. You know, people are like, that triggered me. Triggered me to. That's what happened. You got triggered. Literally, you got triggered. Like, not figuratively, literally. I love it. Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know Megan. This is how out of it I am when it comes to Megan Thee Stallion. Right? I don't even know what she looks like. I have to Google her. I feel like I'm not paying attention at all. It's ridiculous. So I found a picture of her just so that everybody could see who Megan Thee Stallion is. What a name. That's such a great name, though. I mean, because it's confusing on every level, right?
There's a lot going on.
What songs does she have?
The names of today.
Tell me some songs.
She's on WAP?
She has a few. Yeah,
she's on WAP.
But she has this annoying song called Body, and all you hear is she's supposedly saying body, but it sounds like yada 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 yada. That's how the song goes.
Oh my God, this is what we've come to. There she is. There's Megan Thee Stallion. Wow.
All right.
You know
what's with the baby hair. I can't tell where you're
What's
from because of the sticky hair thing.
Oh, they're in the front.
The baby hair. You need,
very, very
you
hood
need
vibes.
To lay your no. You need to lay your edges. Okay, that's a style. Yes, she has laid the edges. So
is that what that's called?
If my hair was a bit longer, I would, and I was actually serious about like doing these trendy things, I'd also lay my edges. And it's just like when you have the baby hair, your hair's all like tidied up in the back. It's all slicked out. You don't want this baby hair just doing other things. Mm-mm. So you put some gel on it and you lay it and you're good to go.
That's hood vibes. I've never seen Oprah do that once. Like, no classy ladies doing that nonsense. Oprah's been the queen of television since. Not once has Oprah had that hairstyle. Gail hasn't had it once. Because she knows Oprah will kick out the house.
That's not a good way to look at it. I mean, Kim Kardashian lays her edges.
Like I said, hood. She's got black tendency.
I love
Kardashian, black tennis.
Steve E says, maybe it was a Baldwin gun. It shot by itself.
Oh, Jesus.
Alec Baldwin. Oh, my God. What? Listen, how embarrassing is that becoming? Because now, it looks more and more like Alec Baldwin is probably going to go to jail for all of this stuff, right?
No!
Because he pulled... There's a lot of shoot. You know, maybe Americans should have their guns taken away. I'm just looking. Celebrities definitely should have their guns taken away. They don't know what to do.
Lil Wayne pulled an automatic rifle on his bodyguard a couple of weeks ago.
What? Why? Like, what is going on? He already looks like he hasn't taken a bath in like 70 years. And then he's just going to be like...
Lil Wayne.
Scratch.
Lil Wayne should not have a gun. There's no way he should have a gun, right? Oh,
yeah,
unbelievable.
No.
Have you seen the state of how he looks? Just that alone. You should not give him any weapons, give him any pens, give him anything. Like, what? Nah.
Oh, here's an explanation from Zach. You see, this is why I love our audience. They know stuff that we don't know. Thick, tall black women are referred to as stallions in porn language. So that's where it comes from.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
No, good to know. Every day is a school day.
So I've been following this Alec Baldwin thing, and it turns out he's deleted all of his social media, and he is not commenting to anyone. And, like, there are people stalking him around New York. So when he goes for a Christmas dinner or whatever with his wife, whose name is Ilaria. Those two are so weird because Ilaria was pretending that she was Hispanic, but she's actually like white from like this very WASPy family in the Northeast. But her name is Ilaria, H-I-L, which obviously means, you know, hilarious in Spanish or whatever. But she's not Hispanic at all. So she's a weirdo. Now he is behaving like a weirdo too, because he was one of these guys who was going around saying, oh, guns are bad, and all these people who've killed people, they've got blood on their hands, and now he looks really bad by comparison. So he is the ultimate king of irony, and he shut down all his social media, and he's not talking to anyone at the moment. His lawyers have said to him, why did you do that interview? Because he did an interview with somebody, and in the interview, it didn't help him. You know, it's like when Prince Andrew did that interview about Epstein. And it went so badly, and he looked even worse afterwards. That's what Baldwin did.
Stop doing interviews. Point blank, period.
No. If you're going to do an interview, there's a blueprint. And I know I've just mentioned the name. Oprah. What did Lance Armstrong do, guys? Mm. When Lance Armstrong screwed up, when they all screw up, where do they go? When Tiger screwed up, where did he go?
You got Oprah.
Oprah. Yeah. Stop trying to be, oh, I'll do it my own way, control the narrative. Just hand over to Oprah. Gail will be there to bring you tea in the ad break.
And
Stedman will be in the helper's room.
Yeah, Stedman.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Oprah.
He doesn't even
Oprah
bother anymore. Stedman's having a late morning. He's sleeping in. Trust me. He's like, oh, you're doing another interview, Oprah? Okay, enjoy. I'm going to have a sleep.
The greatest thing to come out of COVID, Oprah's power moves when, do you remember when she had COVID and Stedman had to stay in the guests, like in the pool hall.
Yeah, that's right.
I was like, yes, Oprah's a power play. I love it.
Not like it's a problem in that house of hers. She's got one of the biggest houses in the world. It's like 40 bedrooms or something. So that he could have.
No. Remember, he had to get off car to the pool house. He had to leave. She stayed in the main house. He had to get out.
She was like, this is my house.
Oh, get out.
It's my house. And she's like, everybody.
You suddenly saw, you see who wears the pants in that household, right? get COVID and he has to move into the pool house.
But yeah.
Corona's Boring's got a good suggestion. Why don't we get Lil Wayne to come to South Africa to eradicate drugs? I reckon within 2 weeks he'll exhaust our supply. He'll use it all up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you even still be alive after 2 weeks? Have you seen Lil Wayne? Like, no, that man needs a wash. Like, he just needs a good scrubbing.
He looks filthy.
Oh, and then just his hair.
His hair is disgusting. Great Nation 69 says, I stand behind Alec Baldwin, not in front, as I will get shot. Oh, that's a good point.
Okay. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah, you see, this is a good point. Even Dave Chappelle went onto Oprah when they said he was on crack. Yeah.
That's Oprah is the key. As soon as you screw up, Michael Jackson, you should have done Oprah. You know what R. Kelly's problem was? He went to Gail. Don't go to the assistant when you need CO help.
Yeah, that was that's another example of a terrible interview was R. Kelly when he did that stupid interview. These guys have got to stop doing these interviews with all these amateurs. Do it with the Queen or don't do it at all.
Yeah, Gail gives a game. Do you remember Gail says when he's like, I'm fighting for my life, man? I say, Robert. I said, get him, Gail.
Gail had coaching from the best. Her bestie was like, when he gets a bitch,
She's shitty. She's no good. She's no good at it at all. In fact, didn't she also, who else did she do an interview with? There was R. Kelly, but there's someone else too who's ended up in jail. Someone famous. It's eluding me now. Oh, of course, she did the famous interview with Jussie Smollett as well, didn't she?
I
think she did that one.
I didn't remember that.
Yes.
No wonder things are going live. Okay, now we know it.
Right.
So if you want things to go good in your life after you've messed up, go to Mom Oprah.
Exactly.
If you just are like, I don't care what's going on, you then go to Gail.
Right.
And if you really like, fuck it, just be interviewed by whoever.
Whoever's available. I want to get
something. That's a secret, guys.
I want to get something off my chest this morning because the Sunday Times, which used to be a newspaper, it's busy putting together its list of like mamparas of the year, and I made it onto that list of mamparas of the week when I think it was with the Nando's thing and Mudzuli Rakivane and all of that stuff, right? So here's what they say. They say, Gareth Cliff, the shock jock has been fired from almost every job he has held, and it's not difficult to understand why. Now, I'll get to the rest of that in a moment. Let me just correct you guys. Not fired ever, except at campus radio, where I wasn't even being paid. It wasn't even a real job. I have not been fired in any job I've done. So if you're going to be a newspaper, tell me what facts you have. If that's an opinion, I'd like to know whose opinion it is so I can go punch them in the face, because it's not true. So again, which job have I been fired by, Sunday Times? Tell me one. Name one of them. Every single job I've had since university, I've resigned or I've moved on my own terms. Not once have I been fired. Not once. So get your facts straight, you useless assholes. And I want to know who wrote this article. Then says, checking out that Nando's terminated sponsorship of a talk show he was doing, blah, blah, blah. He told Rakivani personal experiences of racism were anecdotal and unimportant. Now, that's an opinion. That's fine. I have no problem with that. You know, as we've discussed a million times. But don't say the shock jock, again, a 1980s term, whoever wrote this must be very old, has been fired from almost every job he held, and it's not difficult to understand why. So name one of the jobs I was fired from. Just one. I'm waiting, Sunday Times. I'm going to sit right here until you bring me that answer. Happy Christmas. Sacks of shit. All right, so there, now I got that off my chest. I feel much better, don't you?
I do a little bit. I'm trying to find the journalist, though.
Yeah, try and find it for me.
That's poor. But go ahead. I'll find the journalist
right.
In the meantime.
Here it is. Unsurprisingly, some headlines for this morning. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You sets a new Billboard Hot 100 record. Who didn't see this coming? The pop song, which was written...
Mariah Carey, of course. No. She was like, what?
I didn't know.
Number one again?
Yeah. She wrote the song in 1994. This song is older than democracy in South Africa. Think about that.
Oh, it's older than me.
It has charted every year since 1994, has hit number one on Billboard for the third time in the Hot 100. In doing so, has become the first song in history of the chart to have three separate runs to the top spot. Mariah said, "Yes, I can't even know what to say. The kids just woke me up with confetti. They brought in two mimosas, one for me and one for Brian." I suppose that's Brian Tanaka, her boyfriend. This type of news, it's never like, oh my God, I'm so bored of this news. To have another Hot 100, number one, where this song means so much to me. I literally don't know what to say, said Mariah.
Come on, Mariah.
You believe her? Of course she knew.
No,
she's so used to this song at Christmas. It's ridiculous.
And if you're Mariah Carey, you know, she's the apex of being able to say nonsense her whole life.
Yeah.
Because I've always told you
nonsense.
What the source of nonsense is mm-hmm. it's actually the problem is boys between the age of 15 and 19, because what you do is you let good looking girls say things like crystals and chakras,
yeah.
And you say nothing, but we're not thinking with our right head at that age, because Mariah Carey has never had anybody tell her no, right? Is hot, can sing.
Right.
Who's saying no ever to Mariah Carey? And now she's, what is she saying? I'm shocked. Come on, Mariah. It's year 16 now. Come on.
Every year is a surprise.
Nine kids in a year. Yeah.
No, every year is a surprise. I don't think you understand. Every year is a surprise. Like, because she doesn't get any other bank notification, you know, throughout the year. So
yes,
it's like,
it's her phone.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine how the phone is ringing off the hook in terms of those notifications? Now, listen, we all know what those feel like because debit orders, right, on the first or whatever it is. So your phone's getting ping,
feeling.
Ping, ping on the first with debit orders. Mariah's phone in December is going ping, 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 but with money coming in.
Yeah. Awesome. And this, and every year she tops herself. Like, maybe she started off like $5 million.
Mm.
Oh, that's nice. Following year, $10 million. Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Now it's like, I'm just not $25 million. She's like, oh, this is nice.
Mm.
Oh, okay. I didn't think I could beat myself.
Damn straight.
And now she doesn't have to share it with her Ben 10 either. Old Nick Cannon's out of here, eh?
Yeah, he's gone.
She can just do her thing. Oh, good for her, man.
Well, he's moved on.
That's a win.
He's got someone else. But whoever this guy is who's with her now, like, clever man, you know, spend some of that All I Want for Christmas Is You money. In fact, buy Mariah a present with her own money. That's the way to
exactly.
Isn't that the secret? Like, you're just like, babes, I bought you a new Jets, Kanti. She bought herself a new Jets.
Well, speaking of people who arrive every Christmas, whether you want them to or not, Robert says, "Hey, it's the 22nd. Michael Bublé should be emerging from his cave any minute." Yeah, he already has. And someone quite rightly says, "Robert, all the restaurants are already playing Michael Bublé in anticipation of your arrival." That's right. They love a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mariah is a legend.
Bublé is the one you defer to. Yeah, Mariah is a legend.
She really is.
Damn.
I like her.
Yeah.
All right, so here's some other news headlines.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, you like him?
No, he's the guy people defer to if they want to sound like classy, you know, like if you're out of things to sound like a highbrow about. Like, yeah, I like a little bit just to lay back, a bit of jazz or whatever. Yeah, just Bublé, you know, like Michael Bublé.
No, dude.
No.
I don't know anyone who's hankering after more Michael Bublé. I don't believe that for a second. No, Mariah's one thing. He's a different thing. It's very different.
Yeah.
Okay, other news. Sex in the City. Does anyone care about that show? Except,
It was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Is there a new one?
Right, there's a new one. So all the leading actresses, their names are Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis. They said they're terribly, deeply, horribly, hideously saddened to hear of allegations of sexual assault by co-star Chris Noth. Now, do you know who that is?
Is that Mr. Big?
Mr. Big. Okay, so I never watched Sex in the City. I don't know anything about that show. In fact, I could think of very few things that just passed through my ears and my brain, like Sex in the City. When that show was on, I don't think I ever saw any of it. And it was a big hit. You could hardly avoid it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was all over. Here's Mr. Big with Sarah Jessica Parker. So that's what Mr. Big looks like. That actor has apparently been accused. He's had his Me Too moment. So apparently he's also assaulted someone sexually. This is the allegation that's being made now. They've all come out, these women, and said, we support the women, again, without knowing whether it's true or not. He has rejected these accusations. He's 67 years old, and he says it's categorically false. He was the main love interest for Sarah Jessica Parker's protagonist in the show. He said the encounters with both women were consensual. But, of course, these women have immediately said that they believe the women. So it's going to be embarrassing for them if it turns out that he's right and that it was consensual. Because, of course, these things have to be taken to a place where they can be proven now. But this is the mistake that these idiots in Hollywood make, is that they all jump to one side of the argument. Either they believe, in the case of Joe Biden, for example, when there was a woman called Tara Reid during the elections who said Joe Biden had groped her inappropriately. Everyone jumped to Joe Biden's defense and said, oh, no, it's not true, right? Without having any evidence. Now these three subpar IQ actresses, Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, Kristen Davis, they're all jumping to the defense of the women, even though they don't know the women at all. And they're turning on old Mr. Big. So he's going to try and prove that he didn't do it. They, in the meantime, have decided he did do it. Why don't you all just wait? Why don't you wait
and
see? Just wait and see. What's the big rush to have to jump to one side of this argument? It's quite possible this guy's a sex predator. It's not impossible at all. Hollywood's full of sex predators. We know this. You know, people like Harvey Weinstein didn't just suddenly pop out of nowhere. So it is possible this guy's a freak and a creep. But it's also possible that there are women who in his past thought they were having consensual sex with him, and he thought that too. And now they've decided they want some money, or they need to get something off their chests. And maybe it's totally legit. Again, we don't know. But why not wait? It's not hard to do that. Just wait.
The greatest one was all the Jussie Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Kevin Hart and all these guys were out here. Unbelievable.
Right.
Can't believe it. And then, now what? Now look. Now look, those Nigerian brothers are in jail. Look now, guys. Just wait. We have systems now for this.
Right.
But it's more important to look right than be right. You know, that's where we live. And by the way, there's sexual predators at your office, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like not, these people who think they're just in Hollywood.
They're not all famous.
You at the Christmas right. party this year?
Yeah.
Watch out.
Right. And if you're lucky, they will be there will be someone you're actually interested in. Now this, yeah, we'll see what happens. There's a stupid Sex in the City story for anyone who's still interested in Sex in the City. I can't believe anyone cares about that. And then the South African National Blood Service, the vampires, has said that they need some blood. The blood banks are running critically low countrywide. We need your blood, is what they're saying. With less than 3 days of stock left, the South African National Blood Service is appealing for donations. Bring us your blood. We want to fill the vault with blood so we can help people who have had the accidents and things. First, I must turn into a bat and fly away. Nosferatu. So have you got any extra blood lying around? The South African. There's an appeal. That, you haven't heard one of those public service announcements in a while, right? You thought I was going to go...
Not like that, anyway.
Okay, everybody, let's all do the right thing and let's go down to the blood bank and donate blood. I mean, I could say that, but it's not going to stick in your mind. Instead, we'll do the vampire thing, right?
I'm more likely to go now than...
Yeah.
than...
Right, exactly.
Awesome.
Anyway, Elon is God makes a good point about those Sex in the City women. They really are. Those three actresses are so stupid. I mean, again, that has nothing to do with the allegations. And those two women who've come forward against Mr. Big may be completely right. And, you know, it may end up that he's a total asshole and more. And in which case he should pay. But those three actresses, I mean, if those three people are against you, then I'd rather be for you, frankly. Sarah Jessica Parker. Like, you need her on your side. Sarah Jessica Parker, horse face. You need her to come to your defense.
You don't. The ones running for mayor of New York at a stage.
Yeah, the Cynthia Nixon.
The redhead lady.
Right. She's a lesbian isn't she?
Oh, is she? Mm. Good for her. Probably drives a Subaru. Yeah.
No, but she does look like, you know who she looks like? She looks like Jen Psaki, the woman who is Joe Biden's spokesperson in the White House. She looks like that Jen. That Jen Psaki looks like a, you know, really tough pukuki. She's a pituff pukuki spokesperson, Jen Psaki. It's very exciting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Sarah Jessica Parker, she's married to Matthew Broderick, right? Remember him?
Hey!
Does anybody remember that guy?
Matthew, yeah. She's married to...
Matthew, his life.
No, he was a hit in the 90s, like, for those who don't know. Like, early noughties, 90s, Matthew Broderick was everywhere.
Mm.
For a little while.
Okay.
Oh, good for them. They must have so much money. Oh, my goodness, good for them.
Yeah, I'm sure they could buy half of New York. Probably have at this point. All right, so those are the headlines you need to know this morning. Aren't you excited? I'll tell you who we've got this morning that you should be excited about, and he's been waiting for a while, so let me bring him on. Hey, hi, Rob. How the hell are you, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
I'm good and you, Matt.
Here's hi, Rob. We haven't seen you in ages, dude. Are you in South Africa at the moment? Are you in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Cape Town at the moment. Luckily, I made it back before. Like, there was like 1,000 shit shows that went down since I've been here. Like... in Amsterdam and everywhere, even here yesterday.
Let me ask you about that, Rob, because Amsterdam is like one of the smarter places in Europe, and it's also one of the most open-minded places
in
Europe.
That's what you think.
Right, you'd think so.
It's one of the stupidest places in Europe.
Because people are allowed to do whatever they want to do, and it's a very open society. And, I mean, I've loved every time I've been to Amsterdam, and the last time I was there, I actually saw you. In Amsterdam. Yeah. I had a great time. But it seems to me like they've lost their collective minds because they have locked down. The people are not pleased. The government is trying to do
everything. There's already riots there now.
Right.
I've heard from mates. There's already riots, yeah. And there's going to be more. I mean, the thing is, their first lockdown, so everything was shut from 5 o'clock onwards. And now, just when people, there was rumors that they were going to open up everything. And that's why I was actually, so basically, I'm moving to Toronto next year to open up a team.
Okay.
In an office there. So that's like my next adventure. But I was supposed to come back to Amsterdam to kind of check on my bike and maybe see a few people before I leave. Right. And now they've just gone back into full lockdown, like full lockdown. There's only supermarkets open. You know, when that first crazy lockdown they had in like Italy?
Right.
And they're going to do that for like a month. And I think it's just going to destroy people, like absolutely destroy people. So I'm not going back there even.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. Amsterdam is not a place I would ever go anytime soon. It's just so fucked up.
Because I honestly, like, it was always on my list as one of those places in the world that I would like to try to live in. And you actually did that. I wonder why these governments have lost their minds. I mean, clearly now with Omicron, the threat's much lower. Nobody's nervous about this. Like, most of South Africa's already.
Well, apparently they are. I mean, that's the reason. They said they're in fear of a spike in cases from Omicron. That's why they're shutting everything down and stuff like that, which is just so ridiculous. And I mean, I guess because Germany has like started to shut their borders, and I just feel like we're going to go back into the thing. I'm now just worried. I'm just waiting for Toronto because I heard cases are rising in America, and everyone's like, you know, Biden, fucking idiots, panicking or whatever. Yeah. And I think Toronto is going to close. So, I mean, I'm not complaining that I'm stuck I'm stuck in Camas Bay. I mean, it's an epic
thing. No, it's
thing,
a good place to be, right?
Yeah, I also want to start my life. So, yeah, it's just such a shit. And there was no electricity for the last, like, 2 days. Just none. It's like a power station on fire. But, I mean...
Where is that? In Cape Town?
Yeah, literally.
Everything
was out for, like, 2 days.
You haven't had power?
It just came back on yesterday. Since, like, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. It was, like, I think there's someone, like, there was an outage at the power station. So, yesterday I had to run around to different restaurants that had generators, and then I was sitting at a restaurant and then their generator went off, and then I had to run across the road just to, like, because I'm still working.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, it's such a shit show. But I was going to say first world problems, but it's actually, that was the third world problem.
Yeah, it was.
Like, power issues like that. So, yeah, but otherwise, again, yeah, it's just, everything is fucked up. And my whole office in Toronto now, they've like all got this Omicron.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to pick up the work. So I don't know. Oh, the world's just on fire.
You've never worked this hard in your life. It sounds like you're exhausted.
No, I am. And I'm also up at crow's hours here. So I'm not used to being up this early.
You used to be the guy that we were all jealous of because you were like skiving off and having a good time.
I know. Getting I'm turning 30 next year. Like literally, I've got to take my life seriously. You know, like I'm as people view you view the world differently than when you turn 30. Like, I mean, they don't see you the same. You got to start thinking about buying apartments or like at least making moves in life. That's why I've like taken this job now in Toronto to kind of level up and stuff. Because, you know, for the last 4 years, I was living in the, you know, just trashed world of high rob, which was awesome. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Great memories. But sure. I mean, it wasn't getting me any further in life. And now I've like had to, I don't know, grow up a bit, which is sad in a way.
I'm sad. I'm sad because we used to live vicariously through you. So when you were doing all the cool stuff.
I mean, look, I'm still living a good life. I mean, I'm riding my motorbike in Cape Town, hiking, just doing kind of opposite things to kind of watching the sunrise.
Right.
in someone's kitchen, which was my usual antidotes on every Saturday and Sunday. But now it's different. So yeah.
And what's Cape Town like at the moment? Because I'm thinking of heading there after New Year, and it seems like
it's buzzing.
Yeah, a lot of people are down there at the moment, right?
Yeah, it's buzzing, and the weather the last couple of days have been amazing. But I mean, yeah, like Camps Bay, Cape Town, it's cranks. It's like Miami down here. I mean, people you wouldn't even know there's COVID. It's just everyone's out jawling hard. So yeah, it's good to see. You can't even make it through Camps Bay on like a Saturday or Friday evening. It'll take you an hour to get from one side to the other. It's just everyone's out. So yeah, I can't complain.
Now,
really.
Now listen, you and Gord used to talk to each other all the time. And Gordo is now...
Yeah, dude, Gord and Ben unfollowed me on Instagram, so I don't know why.
Oh, wow, actually, Gord and...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's been a fallout on the High Council.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't know bro. Why, what did you do?
I think I was maybe posting too many wild pictures, like wild things in there about like my lifestyle at the time or something. And then maybe I think Ben and Gord were on such like a straight and narrow, like focused ride, and I posted a picture after like a 3-day bender, and I think that was it. They was left the group.
So you haven't spoken to the two of them at all?
No. Like, and I messaged Gordon and said, dude, you're in Cape Town. Like, let's connect and stuff.
Right. But,
like, I don't know if he's too focused and he's like, you know what? I'm not the type of person who takes like anything deeply. I'm just like, you know what? Maybe they got their own demons. Like, I get it, but. Yeah, anyway, if you guys are listening to the show, like, hit me up or at least tell me why you left the group.
Okay, well.
Hey, hi Rob. We got into some real stuff. You really are growing up at 30, man. I'm sorry to hear this. It's an existential relationship crisis here. Hey,
let me tell you.
Just call you back, man.
I feel bad. You know what, Rob? Our relationship on the show with you will never change. I mean, that, at least we're consistent. Mm. If Ben and Rob are not, don't take it personally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ben or Gord, if you're listening, like, hit me up. What happened to the crew, dog?
Right.
I partied with you guys in Amsterdam. Ben, you slept on my floor.
Right. Goddamn.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I'm with High Rob.
Exactly. I think
hashtag High Rob in.
I think Ben might also be in the Cape at the moment. So. I'm just saying.
My WhatsApps are clean.
There's nothing going
now
on.
Now it's personal. Now it's personal. I mean, both of them are in. But they've probably had lunch actually, like across the road from your house.
No, probably driving past in Camps Bay and they're sitting there having lunch. It's fine.
There's Rob. Gord, look. Ben's going, hey, look, that's Rob.
Oh, my God.
I forgive easily, so it's fine.
I was talking to someone just yesterday, and they were telling me that someone walked past them in the shops. Yes. Oh, by the way, I've got to tell you about my Christmas shopping yesterday. Oy, oy, oy. So someone walked past this friend of mine. And he knows her well, right? But she walked past him like she was ignoring him completely, like he didn't exist. And he didn't know what he'd done to whether she was like angry with him or there was something going on. But she looked at him and like looked away immediately. And they don't have any.
She's got a new man.
No, but they were never together. They were never together.
No, but Gareth, let me tell you, I've been like, obviously I'm projecting, but I know there's a spiciness there because you know when you know people and they know you a certain kind of way, and now you're with the new one out. I've seen this happen before.
Oh, right.
You don't want to be seen by that person. That person mustn't come up to you and go, "How's it?" Yes, you remember those lines we had flipping 6 weeks ago?
It's the old you.
You don't know me like that.
It's the old you, right? So they're trying. Okay, I got you. All right. Maybe that's what's happened.
One of the main reasons I left Amsterdam. One of the main reasons.
So Rob, what about you relationship-wise? Anyone in Cape Town for you?
Yeah, I mean, well, no, actually, to be honest with you, I've been trying to lay low. And that's it's funny that Mulela said that, because it's like the people that knew you, how you were back in Cape Town, they don't know me like that anymore. So I'm honestly just, like, I partied so hard in Amsterdam and still that, like, now this is my retreat. Believe it or not, when I come to Cape Town from Amsterdam, this is my little retreat. I ride motorbikes. I go for hikes. Like, I rarely even venture out, to be honest, because I know who I'll bump into, and I've got a lot of demons here, like ex-demons in the city. So I lay low, you know. I don't reach out to anyone. I'm like a rock spider here, and then I just get on a plane and fly to Toronto.
No, I totally get.
And then reinvent myself.
I get that you like you don't want to necessarily be out there and saying hello to everybody and getting in with your old school and varsity friends. I mean, because that sometimes you do move on, but.
Yeah, and it's also because I'm working and stuff like that. But I'm also in a mindset where, like, unless someone, like, you know, messages me and it's a thing, I'm not someone to reach out and try and make a plan. There's no one worth me making myself make a plan and relying on someone. If I want to do something, I just would fucking do it, whether I have people with me or not.
I'm starting to see how there's a Gord and Rob and Ben schism. How this happened? I mean, you're all moving in different directions. There's no way that this will work.
Yeah, anymore. I know.
Jeez. Yeah.
Hi, Rob. Well, I'm gonna hit you up. I'm gonna hit you up when I come to Cape Town. I like your moves. You don't need people. You just do your thing. I'm about that life.
Yeah, really.
You'll have a coffee. Yeah.
Who knows how long I'm going to be stuck here. I mean, I'm supposed to be going to Toronto on the 6th of Jan, and then, like, but, yeah, who knows? I mean, it changes, like, daily on what they're going to do. Watch Toronto go into lockdown again.
They will.
I'm just telling you it's going to happen.
I think, that, you know, because they've got a guy called also Hi Rob. In fact, he was the mayor of Toronto for a long time. Remember that guy? Yeah, there's a guy called Rob. Forget his name now. But he's a big, fat dude, and he is he's the boss of Toronto. Governor or mayor or whatever his office is.
Oh, yes, yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And he's that big fat guy, and he is terrified of COVID. So anytime COVID comes knocking, he's like, he locks the place down. So I don't think you're getting in there. You can forget about the 6th of January. It's going to happen in March.
Well, yeah, I mean, no complaints, but, like, I just want to start my life, you know. I swear, like, I know it's easy for you guys because it's like you're seeing each other and you're talking, but for me to, like, manage a team like, hangouts and stuff,
horrible.
It's a nightmare.
No. Dude, you can't.
I still don't enjoy it.
You have to be there.
No.
And furthermore, it's even worse because of two other things. Number one, you haven't met those people yet, so you don't have any rapport with them. You know,
anyone who says they can manage a team over Skype is just not doing a good job. Like, it's just impossible.
And the other reason,
straight up lying.
The other reason, of course, is the time difference, because, you know, you're talking to them at such bizarre hours that either your schedule...
No, I only get 3 hours a day to work with them, and then it's like 9 o'clock for me, and it's just like a fuck show. But anyway, I mean, I don't know, have you guys ever been to Toronto or have any knowledge over this?
I was going to ask you something, Rob, because I wasn't in Toronto, but I've been there. I did 6 months in Canada, and I got a feel for Canadians, right?
Yeah, totally.
I was going to ask, moving from Amsterdam, and I've never been to Amsterdam, but everything I've heard...
The Dutch are the rudest people in the world, so there you go.
Yeah, but I've also heard it's dynamic, you know, it's liberal and people are active out there, whereas Canada, from my experience, they are so, so plain. Like I'm wondering how your personality is going to work. I mean, Toronto is quite cosmopolitan, right? Mm. But still, I was like, wow, you people are vanilla. Goodness gracious. Yeah, like maybe make me feel something here. But again, you might get there. You're probably going to work with dynamic people that are from around the world. But how are you feeling about going from Amsterdam to Toronto? Yeah. I don't know what you've heard.
Dude, 5 years of Amsterdam, I'm like ready for a break of that city. It's like a small little village. And I must say, like, no, I love Dutch women, of course, but like the older Dutch women and guys are like probably some of the rudest people on earth.
Really?
So they just have no like filter in terms of like they're so direct and it's just cold and stuff like that. And then when I went to Toronto, I mean, they must have been the most friendly people, maybe plain, but they were just friendly, and which is like, and speaking the same language and stuff. So I guess I'm having a tourist view of Amsterdam, but 5 years, and I can say like the city to live there as a tourist, expat, is like super
Dude, I mean, we just wanted to check in with you, but you've given us so much stuff to think about now. We must talk to you in the new year.
Sure.
And by the way, once you're in Toronto, we want to hear about that as well. But listen, good luck, dude, and happy Christmas. Yeah. Happy Christmas
to you
and new year.
Too. I'm still listening every day, and like, yeah, epic.
Good things, Rob.
It's like my ritual.
Good things. Awesome.
Rob, I'll see you in January. I'm coming. Yeah. I won't be in Cape Town and not hit you up.
DM me on IG, dog.
It's on, bro. It's on.
Don't unfollow him like some people have. All right. Thanks, Rob. Speak to you later, dude.
Okay.
Bye.
Take it easy, pals. Bye. Doi, doi.
Cheers.
Gordon and Ben, hey, how's that? They just they just ghosted him.
Wow.
And we were talking about.
I thought girls are the only ones that do that.
Yo. Boy. All right, lots
There's
of fun.
There's drama in these boy circles.
Damn right. All right,
Moosey, it's not for the faint heart.
Well, it is. It's the last 3 days till Christmas, and it's going to be creeping up on you like Megan Thee Stallion with her foot being shot, crawling down
Mr. Big
crawling up on you. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Mr. Big, what a creep. I don't know. To be honest with you, Mr. Big doesn't. I don't understand why those girls in that stupid show were ever into him in the first place. He just didn't seem like he was the most interesting person in the world. And I'm saying that based on someone who has no experience of Sex in the City at all. I never watched the goddamn show.
Okay. Well, then, so, I'll take it to the bank. That's all I needed to hear.
That's it. All right. It's time for a little break. When we come back, we'll get cracking with a whole lot more, including a very special guest at 7:30 that I'm hugely excited to be talking to again, and you're going to love her too. She's coming up at 7:30. I can't tell you any more than that. You'll have to just stick around and see what's happening.
CliffCentral.com.